Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This hour of The Greg Hill Show is brought to you by the Northeast Men's Clinic.
And now.
Last night I was shooting the breeze by the fire pit. I'm like, you hear the hill, man? And my buddy's like, yeah. He's like, we're liking it. It's getting good. So,
good.
I'll go with a strong 9-2. You guys have really come a long way.
Well, listen, give us a little while here, you know? We're like the Patriots receiving corps.
Cultural change is hard.
Still broadcasting from beautiful and safe Brighton, Massachusetts.
Everybody be safe tonight and
be
tomorrow.
Safe, guys.
All across the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Or streaming at WEEI.com.
And the radio.com app.
Intercom.
This is
The Greg Hill Show.
The Greg Hill Morning Show.
What's going on, everybody?
Good morning.
Morjesta, Tux.
Morjesta, morjesta. What's up?
With your host, Greg Hill.
As Mr. Kraft once said, and I continue to play that audio every chance I get, I've been there since the beginning.
You have.
Less than enthusiastic response there, guys.
Featuring Greg's trusty sidekick, Danielle Murr.
I just want to tell Danielle one thing. Greg's come a long way from Chris Engel, so I don't even know if people know that name. Danielle, you're a big upgrade.
Yeah, she's an upgrade.
That. Joined by Nick Fitzy Stevens.
I'm going to go ahead and allow Nick to ask one today before you go then, Tom.
Okay.
Hey Tom. Hey,
how you doing?
How you doing, buddy?
Die.
Hey, last week I got a let's go, Nick, baby. That made my week, man.
Oh, God.
And still here, Ken and Curtis.
Ken, fake take Laird, may have been speculating about last week.
Uh-oh. Ken, do you want to weigh in on this?
Really pathetic.
It's pathetic.
Oh, shut up, two-dimensional.
We could have done a remote on Storo Drive. There was nobody there.
By the way, Danielle is already clubhouse leader for Sick Burn of the Day, calling you Flat Stanley. I'm thinking about mailing Curtis to a friend in Cincinnati later today.
Now, it's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
How could it happen?
What are we doing as a society?
On Sports Radio.
From your lips to God's ears.
WEEI.
I kind of wish we were still at beautiful, friendly Fenway Park as opposed to being here in the third floor bowels of 83 Leo Birmingham Parkway.
We were in the world's most famous ballpark doing a telethon. It was beautiful. It was bright. There was hope. Here we're just like,
Well, I mean, sometimes when it's going to be 89 degrees and swassy, it's better to be inside where the air conditioning is.
Fair point.
But I should start off right at the beginning of the program and thank everybody who gave yesterday, whether it was during our show or all day long, for the 18th annual WEEI Nesson Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon. By the end of the evening last night, I believe that you had given over the 2 days over $3.5 million. Is that right, Curtis?
That is correct, and it is still counting now. There is money in that hasn't been counted, so I'm sure it's going to go up as the day goes on as well.
Yeah, I mean, there's some money coming in from things like, I want to thank our friend Dana White, UFC president, who not only donated $25,000, but challenged all the UFC fans to donate, and the money continues to roll in. So, well over $3.5 million given by you to the Jimmy Fund and the Dana-Farber Cancer Institute.
Amazing.
And just an incredible 2 days and an honor to be a part of it. So we'll keep you updated on those totals as the day moves along. And if you'd like to call and you'd like to be on this show this morning, the number is 617-779-7937. Or you can text with your comment on the text line, which is 37937. Fake Take Laird is taking a couple days off. He will, I'm sure, be at some point listening to the show. So if you'd like to challenge Ken on any of his fake takes, I'm sure that he'll be tuning in on his vacation. Did he go anywhere good, Curtis?
Well, he's actually headed to Pittsburgh now. He's doing an in-studio spot with the Honk and the Pony today at noon. He's going to say that Tom Brady's tested positive for all kinds of illegal supplements or something.
Okay, all right, good, 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 good.
He's taking those gas station boner pills, right?
Yeah.
Yes, of course.
Well, the rest of us are here, and it's time for this.
This is The League.
Pretty good lead that Ken left behind, ACDC. And Curtis, what's your lead this morning?
Oh, man. Speaking of Fenway Park, where we were the last 2 days, I was there last night for the unofficial elimination of the Boston Red Sox as they lost again to the Phillies. The Rays won. They are not making the playoffs. And the owner of the Red Sox, John Henry, his newspaper this morning is all over it. Their editorial says, "It's time to ban the plastic bag." So John Henry's team is going down the drain, and we're worried about plastic bags in Boston.
You're kidding me. Could those who work at the Globe stop telling us what to do? So wait a minute. The Red Sox, you're right. The Red Sox are pretty much eliminated. I mean, let's stick a fork in that whole thing. But the Globe is focused, when it comes to their editorial today, on banning all plastic bags.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. Okay. I don't think so.
Single elimination. Sox eliminated. Let's eliminate the plastic bags.
Yeah.
When did the Globe turn into your overeducated, small liberal arts college friend who feels the need to tell you everything?
40 years ago. That's when that happened. All right, Curtis. Nick, your lead this morning.
For those who fear the post-apocalyptic future of life after Brady, take heart, for there is hope. And in numbers, the brilliance of Belichick will be on display tonight, Greg. Pats play preseason game number 3. It's their first at home, where their dominant rookie class, which features 4 of the top 20 first-year players thus far, according to Pro Football Focus, will be front and center. That's right. The fifth and sixth preseasons of Patriots versus Panthers will showcase Hajate Froholt, I said that right, Jarrett Stidham, Jacoby Myers, the top-rated offensive rookie, and Chase Winovich, who just wants that candy bar and that $5 from his grandma. Sorry, NFL. Even though one day Tom Brady may go somewhere else, the Patriots are going nowhere anytime soon.
You just spoke for 120 seconds, and I'm not sure what your lead was.
The Pats rookies are awesome.
Okay.
Is that what it is? All right. Thank you. Danielle, what's your lead?
I feel vindicated. Science has shown. Focus. This is important.
Pro Football Focus.
Science has shown there's no such thing as a crazy cat lady.
Really?
Yep.
Science says there's no such thing as a crazy cat lady.
Yep,
there are lots of normal neighbors who might disagree, but science has proven that there's no such thing as a crazy cat lady.
Yeah, they did a big study on it in the Royal Society Open House Journal is where it was published. And they did a big survey of lots of pet owners versus non-pet owners. They played distress calls and they compared it with things like psychotic symptoms and episodes, and they found no correlation.
Well, that's good news for you.
Very good news for me. Excellent news for me. I'm crazy for other reasons.
All right. And for me this morning, there's obviously a serious problem in Major League Baseball, and it is apparently cheap gas station male enhancement pills. Major League Baseball issued a warning to players yesterday after at least 2 of them blamed the pills for positive PED tests. First and foremost, who knew that you could fix your erection by going to a Chevron station? And secondly, how is it that you are a 25, 26-year-old Major League Baseball player in the finest shape that you could ever possibly be in, making millions and millions of dollars, and you're having issues with your erection? It's shocking to me. It's a big problem for Major League Baseball. This is why kids are not into the game anymore.
Oh, mm-hmm. True. And I believe that there may be some things that you take to be good at baseball that might impact your ability to perform in bed.
You think so?
Which could be the reason they need these enhancers.
Mm-hmm. Well, listen, if I remember correctly, Manny Ramirez was on the female fertility drugs.
Yeah, he was 8 weeks pregnant.
At one point. He was actually pregnant.
But those, I believe, were a masking agent.
Yes, they were.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And Greg, just because
as are these. Yes.
And just to take one for the team, as it will, I stopped by a Speedway on the way here, and I took a handful of gas station boner pills, so I'll be reporting in later as to the effects.
I know on Mondays when Tom Brady is on, you don't need any kind of enhancement whatsoever to be in the condition that you're in. All right, if you want to be on this morning, you could call 617-779-7937, or you can text on the text line, which is 37937. Coming up next, congratulations, Massholes. You have successfully made this state one of the most unfriendly states in the United States of America, according to a new survey.
This is Boston Sports Station. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by 495 Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Summer Clearance Event. Get huge savings on a new 2019 Ram 1500. Stop in 495 Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram today. Here's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com. The WEEI Ness and Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon, $3.5 million and counting raised so far. Absolutely amazing. We are so grateful to everyone who donated to help strike out cancer. The Patriots' third preseason game is tonight at Gillette against the Carolina Panthers. Tom Brady told us Tuesday he hopes to play tonight, but nothing official has been announced.
He better get in there tonight.
A little bit.
Maybe a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, what do you
think, Nick?
Last time he didn't play in the preseason was 2008, and his season ended in game number one against the Chiefs. So, I'm a fan. Yeah, bad juju. Just get in there, get a couple series against the Panthers. Good to go.
Kickoff tonight is at 7:30. Red Sox lost to the Phillies 5-2 last night. Phillies slugger Bryce Harper recorded his first career hit off Sox pitcher Rick Porcello in interleague play, a home run over the Green Monster in the top of the fifth. Porcello went five innings for the Sox, allowing three hits, the home run, and notching three strikeouts. The loss puts the Sox 16 games back on the Yankees in the AL East and 7 games back on the Rays for a wild card spot. They'll be off tonight. Sox head out to San Diego for a 10-10 start tomorrow night against the Padres. Team USA basketball with Jason Tatum, Kemba Walker, Jaylen Brown, and Marcus Smart are down under facing Aaron Baines and Team Australia in a scrimmage this morning. That's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com.
This is the Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
Well, I hate to say this when Nick is sitting right here, but coming up tomorrow morning, Wiggy will be in the studio with us.
Yeah, why do you want to have the dollar store version when you can get Macy's in here? Hashtag Black Google.
Wiggy, and also tomorrow, Julian Bubs Edelman will join us. Curtis, do you know what time Edelman is on tomorrow?
The famous TBD.
To be determined. He's probably not going to play tonight, right?
No. I mean, he's in pads. He was activated this week.
Yeah, but I don't think he's going
to. Belichick's going to be returning punts. Are you kidding? He'll be back there.
He'll be on special teams. He'll be holding on kicks.
Nick will be all ready if he's on special teams.
Well, no, I think Nick is going to the game tonight, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I would assume that you are. You get there early. We get there 4 o'clock this afternoon to get it going, get ready, talking to everybody.
Yeah. Yeah. Gates open at 2:30. I'll be there at 2:20.
2:20. You're the first person in line to wait to get in?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. This is Bish. Good morning, Bish. Oh, hold on a second.
Good morning, Gregory.
What's up, Bish?
First and foremost, I was wondering if I could get an old-fashioned rando ding this morning for my 34th birthday today.
Oh, happy birthday,
Happy birthday,
Bish.
Bud.
Happy birthday, buddy. Happy birthday.
And secondly, Greg, I want to extend congratulations on you and the rest of the shows on EEI for raising $3.5 million. It's always an honor to throw a couple of $100 that way in memory of my late grandfather who passed a couple of years ago from cancer. So it's always an honor. But lastly, I also want to say, in reference to the ball players taking the sex pills for performance enhancing,
yes,
doesn't that bring a whole new meaning to corking the bat?
I guess is that okay at 6:20? I think that's a 6:20.
Yeah, that's a 6:20. Yeah,
that's a 6:20 call. Yes.
Wow, then.
Yes.
Best I read in the thread that came out yesterday was, wow, talk about juiced balls.
Yes, I would say. I mean,
it's the name of my autobiography.
I mean, who knew? Who would think that a lot of, never mind our wealthiest professional athletes, but that a lot of Americans were comfortable buying a male enhancement pill over the counter at a gas station? Mm. I mean, I feel like we ought to acknowledge the Northeast Men's Clinic right now and talk about how you can go see an actual individual who will give you a medical workup as opposed to risking your... If you're a major league baseball player, you're putting your most important asset as a man at risk by buying an erection pill at a gas station, for crying out loud.
I wouldn't buy any food at a gas station, let alone over the counter drugs.
What about in a pinch? Like, you wouldn't buy a sandwich, like a egg salad sandwich or a tuna salad sandwich.
Gross.
That taquito has been rolling on there for 7 hours.
Do not sleep on the joy of a sausage McMuffin or the tots or a slice of pizza at the Cumbies, guys. Come on. Yeah, they're delicious.
The Cumbies isn't a gas station. Yeah, it's a full-serve place.
Right.
Okay, fair enough. Yes, yeah. Right. Oh, but come on. The gas station stuff, it's terrifying. Greg, I just read on Vice a little thing about somebody who actually took some of these pills because they wanted to find out what the big deal was. The guy said he almost died. His breathing became erratic, his blood flow went crazy, and a doctor that he called afterwards said, "Don't ever do that again."
I would think that any doctor would recommend that you don't buy any kind of a pill at a gas station. I mean, that's where you go for your oil change and to fill up your tank. I don't think you should be, when it comes to your body, your physical structure, I don't think you ought to be buying medication for it at a gas station. But as Curtis suggested this morning, it's quite possible that these two Major League Baseball players are using this as an excuse when it comes to masking some sort of other use of a performance enhancement drug.
Of course, or it could be a side effect of said steroid or HGH supplement that they're taking is impacting their ability to perform in bed. So they're, instead of calling their doctor and saying, "Hey, I'm taking steroids for baseball. Can you prescribe me some Viagra?" They go to the Exxon to pick up some over-the-counter pills.
Here's a text which says, this is somebody with experience, 617 texter, the over-the-counter boner pills work, but the over-the-counter diet pills do not work. Also, another thing that I would not buy at a gas station.
It worked great for me.
Not FDA regulated. I'm good. Thanks, though.
You're thinner than a pizza box, Curtis, though.
So I'm telling you.
Can I get some of the blister packs of that deer velvet back there and whatever that has the Chinese writing? I'll try that. I'll try this one, too.
What's the obscure reference on this? American Graffiti, when he goes into the gas station convenience store and he's trying to buy like a bottle of brandy and he lists off 14 different items that he wants and tries to slide the brandy in the middle of the order. I'll take a pack of Wrigley's. And I'll take those male erection enhancement pills and some kind of a Mad magazine, please. Those are the things that I want. All right. Well, more on that later. Major League Baseball issuing a warning to players that you should not purchase your erection pills at a gas station, mm-hmm. as if somebody needed to warn them about that. If you want to be on this morning, the number to call is 617-779-7937, or you can text on the text line, which is 37937. And I want to congratulate you, I guess, those of you who are listening in the Commonwealth of Massholia, because you have successfully made this state one of the five most unfriendliest states in the United States of America.
Anyone surprised? Are you surprised by this?
Yes, I'm kind of offended by it. I don't think. Yeah, I think we get a bad rap. I mean, who did? We're so helpful. Who did this?
Big Seven Travel. They asked their social audience of 1.5 million followers what the friendliest states are in America. And we can go over the five most unfriendly, which in which Massachusetts resides. The least friendly state in the United States is New York.
Totally agree.
Right.
Totally agree.
Absolutely.
First of all, way too many people. Way too busy.
Everyone has a chip on their shoulder.
Way too self-important. Okay, mm-hmm. I get it. New York, most unfriendly state. What is the second most unfriendly state?
Arkansas.
Yeah. I wouldn't think about that.
They say that Arkansas is a friendly state only if you're a local. If you're an outsider, it's just forget about it. The good neighbor vibes go right out the window.
Isn't it on you if you are an outsider and you actually visit Arkansas? Who the hell would go there?
I was just going to say, who goes to Arkansas on purpose?
Well, excuse me. Isn't that where the Ozarks are? Or is that
not Missouri, isn't it?
Where is it?
Missouri?
Oh, that's Missouri. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. The third least friendly state in the union, Delaware.
Yeah.
Small, but hatred.
Uh-huh.
We rank it at the fourth least friendly state.
Massachusetts is the fourth least friendly state. Why do you think that is?
I'm offended.
Why do you think that is? Is it the fact that we're willing to slice somebody off in the middle of traffic to gain an extra inch on and 5 minutes on where we're going? Is it the fact that we must enter the doorway before you and we will never hold a door for you? I think
it's just that people, if you weren't born here, you just don't get it. You don't get anything about Boston. You don't get it about Mass. You just don't get it. And that's, I feel like everyone that was born and raised here has that viewpoint.
What?
Anything about the state. Anything Boston. Anything that Matt Damon or Ben Affleck have tried to make a movie out of. You just don't get it.
I blame the Hollywood depictions of Boston for the hatred of Massachusetts overall. I think it's depicted so poorly by actors nationally, and I think the winning of the teams here is a huge reason why people don't like Massachusetts.
Well, I can understand that, but that doesn't mean that they think that we're unfriendly. Maybe they think that we're, when it comes to sports, that we're too arrogant.
Unwelcoming.
Maybe. Unwelcoming, arrogant. All we do is win mentality. Maybe.
I think it's just the utter awesomeness of Massachusetts gives off an air of complete indifference. Like, hey, I got the best food, the best colleges, the best sports, and the best science. I don't need you. Go F yourself.
I have one highway
with four different numbers attached to it.
Also, it's so congested here.
I think when you go, like, if you go to visit the South, You do feel like the people are friendlier, but it's a fake friendly. It's not a legitimate friendliness. It's like they're friendly up front, and then they're you think that behind your back they have absolutely no desire to speak to you any further. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah,
they're friendly up front and how y'all doing and all, you know. But really here, at least, when it comes to if we don't talk to you, it's just because we're busy or we're doing something more important.
In the South, I feel like the phrase that would sum up what you just described perfectly is bless your heart, which it means F you.
Bless your heart.
Bless your heart, sweetheart. You're adorable, but you're a complete idiot.
This is John. Hey, John.
Yeah, I just wanted to call in and say that that's just the people from Boston and eastern Massachusetts. The people from western Massachusetts don't suffer from that. There's friendly people in western Massachusetts.
Well, F you, John.
Maybe that's possible.
Just kidding, John. I love you. Maybe. I hope you have a wonderful day.
Shut your cake hole, John.
Eat it.
Well, I mean, I think people here are oftentimes in a hurry. And if, you know, if you're walking down the street, you don't stop to let somebody cross in the crosswalk. You have important things to do. Like, you have to get to a Patriots preseason game or get to a one inning Red Sox game. By the way, Danielle, trending correction. You did one trending report and completely screwed it up. The Red Sox are not off today.
Oh, yeah, they're playing the end of that the KC thing.
Yeah, there's a 10-minute game today. And
yeah, you guys are all going to that? You're going to tune in? You excited?
And the Red Sox have kindly offered to donate the proceeds from the game today to the Jimmy Fund and the Dana-Farber Cancer Institute. And I believe you can get in for $5 and watch 10 to 12 minutes of exciting baseball.
And
isn't
kids
that right?
are free. And kids are allowed in for free. Which
I like
great.
It. Yeah,
wait, they're giving away kids today?
Yeah, kids. Yep. Yes, they're giving away kids.
I don't want any.
Are we taking predictions for how long we think this micro game is going to go?
Yes, I think it's an hour. I think it'll be an hour and 25 minutes.
What a great time.
Now, here's an interesting question for you, Greg. If you're going to, if a typical Red Sox game you would leave, I'll give you credit and say top of the fourth. This game, do you leave after the first pitch?
Yes, I leave top of the one. That's when I.
Zero. You leave at zero.
This is Chad. Hello, Chad.
Hey, Chad.
Hey, Chad.
What's up?
Hey, Greg, I think the thing that people can't get used to is the friendly ball busting. You know, we're always friendly, calling each other's names and stuff, laughing about it. But
people
that aren't from around here don't get it.
Maybe.
I think it's mean. You know, they get all butthurt about it.
Maybe that's it. I just think that, in general, mass holes are in a hurry. And they're not, I think they're the most generous people in the country. I mean, look at where we're at when it comes to the Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon. Over $3.5 million you gave over 2 days. Oh, and still counting. So over $3.5 million, that means you're at your very friendly people. It's just you don't appear to be very friendly on the outside. You don't appear to be nice. When you're bitching about traffic, mm-hmm. when you're bitching about the weather, mm-hmm. when you're complaining about the fact that the Boston Globe wants to ban all plastic bags, you just don't appear to be friendly. So, all right. Well, anyway, Massachusetts, unfortunately, one of the five most unfriendly states in our country. Coming up in just a moment, what Rob Gronkowski did yesterday has somewhere on vacation. It has fake take Laird ready to go on a Pittsburgh radio station live this morning. We'll discuss that coming up.
This is the Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
This is Nicole, who is calling from New Hampshire. Hey, Nicole.
Hey, how you guys doing?
What's going on? What are you calling about?
So I grew up on the West Coast and joined the Air Force right out of high school and met my husband, who grew up here in southern New Hampshire. So I'm a transit. And I totally agree with Danielle that people outside of Massachusetts or even New England, they don't get it. My whole family still lives out west. And they come up here, and there's just a different feeling that they can't place. It's just so foreign to them, and it's foreign. It was foreign to me initially, and I feel like anybody who comes here who doesn't have a host will call my husband because he was able to show me around and like give me the history of everything.
Yeah.
If you just come here, say that again.
No. I was just saying. Yeah. I mean, Nicole is talking about what we started off talking about this morning, which is that Massachusetts has been named one of the five most unfriendliest states. And by the way, where is New Hampshire when it comes to that ranking, Danielle?
New Hampshire is at number six on the least friendly. So most of New England ranked at the bottom of friendly.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you're not that friendly either in New Hampshire, Nicole. You guys don't get all hoity-toity on us.
Let me give you an example. My sister, who lives out in Washington State, she was talking about how she feels like people out here are just so rude. And I said, it's just because they're real. They're legitimate.
Yeah.
Like, we age real. If we're standing in line and we buy a candy bar and somebody in front of us says, honey, you really don't need that, they're not trying to be rude. They're just telling you how it is.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, our politicians want to tell us how to live. The Boston Globe wants to tell us how to live. So maybe it comes natural for everybody to try to tell everybody else how to live. But I don't know. I mean, listen, if you're listening and you moved here, it might be interesting if you moved here within the last 5 years or something, Was your impression coming here that you were coming to one of the rudest states in the union? And how has that, how has the expectation been? Like, how have you, do you, because maybe, I think it's just the general attitude. I think people here don't feel like they have a lot of time for useless chit chat. Like, I think you, you know, if you go, again, I keep going back to the South, you know, you go and you go to South Carolina or you go to Georgia, and people have, they have a lot of time on their hands for useless chit chat. We don't have that here. We have things to do. We have places to go. We have to get ready for the, you know, who knows, in a month we might get a blizzard. We got to go buy a new snowblower and get new. I mean, it's we have lots of things going on around here.
We have very low patience. Like when I go to Florida and you're driving and people throw their hazards on when the rain starts. What is going on here?
Yeah.
It's 99.9% traffic related. If you live here for over a month, you're going to be unfriendly because it takes you 2 hours to go 3 miles. That's why people are unfriendly.
I think you are right about that, Curtis. I think the traffic has everybody on edge. I really do.
There's so much traffic down south, too. I think a lot of it has to do with the fact that we have, like you said, we've got better things to do, but also the weather is a nightmare. I mean, I feel like coming to Massachusetts.
It's not a nightmare.
It can be nine months out of the year. It's a complete wild card. Down south, it's perpetually hot. So you're just outside like a dog's mouth and you're too hot to move or do anything. So why not just pour lemonade and strike up a nice conversation, Mr. Hill? But up here, it's like, GTFO, it's free. I'm freezing my balls off. I got to get inside and develop some science and watch Tommy throw a touchdown. F you.
Yeah, I think that is maybe the weather is a part of it. I think it's more the traffic. This is John from Maine. How did Maine end up doing? Danielle.
Maine was the 31st most friendly state, so almost like smack dab in the middle.
Yeah, all right, so pretty good, Maine. What's up, John?
So, I mean, I'm an avid listener. The new show, it's pretty entertaining. I won't lie.
Oh, hold on. John, that is a new way to describe the show. Pretty entertaining. I like that. All right, good. Okay.
Sweet. Okay. So, both of my parents are from Massachusetts, and I was born and raised in Maine. And my mother and father are both from Worcester. So it is true, you know, when you're in Massachusetts, if you're not from there or even from New England, it's something you just don't get. And exactly what the caller just said before about the candy bar, when you get to the line, someone says something like, you don't need that. I've been in line with friends where, you know, even if the woman or the person in front of you turns around for a split second and sees a flavor of Red Bull, and they will grab another one from the counter and just be like, no, try this one. Like, they're very real people, and it's a thing up here. And the only way I can describe this is because I have a manager who's from the New York, New Jersey area. Massachusetts people have the mouths of somebody from New York and New Jersey, but they have the intelligence and the calmness of somebody from Maine.
No. All right. Yeah. I like that. All right. It's kind of a backhanded compliment, but I like it.
When I worked at a movie theater in Quincy in high school, I had a friend, Rob Clacky. And one time a guy, very large gentleman, came up and said, I'll have a large buttered popcorn, a Junior Mints, and a Coke. And Clacky looked at him and just went, you sure you don't want diet, guy?
Yeah.
He got fired that night.
Oh, he did. This is Charlie. Hello, Charlie.
Hi.
What's up, Charlie?
I grew up in northern New Hampshire, where everyone, I've heard that we're not friendly. I haven't noticed it. But now I moved down to Massachusetts, and a long time ago was my first trip to Boston all by my lonesome, you know. After I got my license as a teenager, I went down to meet a girl, and it took me like 20 minutes to find a parking spot in Boston, and I had heard how unfriendly people were. So I was kind of nervous to be there all by myself for the first time. And, you know, I come from a not so diverse area, and I struck up this conversation with a black dude with dreadlocks. And I just couldn't believe how friendly he was and how friendly everybody I met in Boston was.
Yeah. I don't think it's a fair designation that we're one of the five most unfriendly states. I don't think that's fair. I will say this. I think the more important question is, did it end up actually being a girl that you were going to meet? Or was it?
Yes. Okay. No, okay. It was a girl. Right, it was the daughter of a friend.
Okay.
You didn't get
good.
Robbed.
All right. Yeah. It wasn't like a Craigslist robbery attempt or something.
Catfishing scheme.
Hello, Mike.
Good morning. How are we doing today?
What's up, Mike?
Is this Mike from Florida?
Yes, sir, it is. How are you doing?
Now, Mike, I'm guessing that you find Florida to be a very friendly state.
Well, I mean, it's up and down because there are people from so many different places. You just get, like, every aspect. You got New Yorkers here. You got morons from New Jersey who drive me nuts, even though I'm friends with some of them. But the thing is, I agree with Danielle, what you're talking about, how, you know, it's not that we're rude. It's just that, you know, we're to the point, we don't have time, you know, to deal with the chit-chat so much. Mm-hmm. But what I notice, I don't think it's necessarily being rude. I just think it's that, you know, we're more direct, you know, whereas everyone else in the country, it takes them forever to get out a sentence.
Yeah.
You know, and Danielle mentioned the freaking hazard lights. Oh, my God. one of the biggest things that drives me nuts about it, I beep at people. I flash my beams at them when they do it. I lose my S, you know. But, I mean, I definitely feel like we have, and my wife and I, it's funny, we were just talking about this the other night. We lived in Sharon. We lived in a condo in Sharon for, like, 3 years. And it was like we had four neighbors that were, like, in the same building as us. We saw them every day, and we barely knew them. We were wondering, like, why are those people just, like, didn't even talk to us? Nobody talked to each other. And here it's a lot different, you know, where, I live in a, you know, in, like, a suburb now of West Palm Beach, and our neighbors are just, like, always coming over, saying hi, what's up. It's almost to the point where it's annoying.
Yeah.
And that's probably because I'm from Massolia. But, I recognized a little bit of the, like, that I'm a Massole thing when my neighbor came across the street and we were just shooting the breeze. And we were kind of joking with one another. I called him a scumbag.
Yeah, yeah,
and he looked at me like, are you serious? Or are we going to – you want to fight me? Or
listen. Here, I think that you can live next to somebody for 5 years and never actually interact with them because people are busy. Like, people have, people don't have time for useless chit chat here. You know what I mean? Like, people are not standing in line at Cumberland Farms waiting to get their coffee and having a 10 or 15 minute discussion with somebody that they don't know. But it doesn't mean they're intending to be rude.
No, I just don't have time for it.
Yeah.
Nor the desire.
Yeah.
That's the rude part.
This is Julie. What's up, Julie?
Hi, I was just calling about Massachusetts being one of the unfriendliest states. I actually grew up in Hawaii, so totally different perspective. Married my husband, who's from here, and it was a complete adjustment moving here, I think, because people are very direct, very blunt.
Yeah.
And even in conversations, like, when I first moved here, people would ask, like, where'd you go to school? What do you do? Like, what do you do for a living? And those are questions that I, you know, typically sort of transplant, you know, from Hawaii to Atlanta. People didn't ask that in day-to-day conversations. So I was kind of like, oh, whoa, this is a totally different environment.
Yeah.
I just overall feel like it is a lot different, and that may also be just because I come from a very laid-back state.
No, I think it's I think it's the bluntness. I think that people in the South, like this texter says, are rude. They just say it in a passive way, while we may say it in an aggressive way.
You can say anything you want in a Southern accent, and people will take it as being nice. When I worked for the airlines years ago, if you speak to people with a Boston accent, even if you're nice to them, they would automatically be abrasive.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
You could sit there and say, listen, sir, I'm going to need you to take a step back from the desk, or otherwise I'm going to punch you right in your damn face.
Right,
and they'd be like, oh my God, I love you.
Right, because they love the accent.
Yes.
Yeah. But ours is caustic and aggressive.
Yes.
I think growing up in Massachusetts or coming here for work or an extended period of time is the social equivalent of, like, Navy SEAL Hell Week. If you make it through, you are definitely going to be a better person for it. But it's not for everyone, Greg.
No. No, it's not.
I think the bluntness also goes back to the amount of time we have. People are blunt because it's to the point. They don't waste their time with the small talk to get to what they want to say eventually. They just say it and then move on so they don't have to waste time.
And a texter from New Hampshire says that they're number six on the list of most unfriendly states because of all the mass holes that have moved up there.
Yeah.
So that's
no income tax, Ken.
Where did Connecticut end up?
There's 38. Closer to the bottom.
Yeah. All right.
It's a fake state.
So
I mean, it's only half of it's tri-state. Half of it might be New England.
So the friendliest New England state then is, I'm guessing it's probably, is it Vermont? I would guess Vermont is the friendliest New England state.
Close. Your adopted home state of Maine.
So Maine at 31 is the friendliest state.
And then Vermont came in at 34.
Yeah.
Rhode Island came in at 41.
Because of Bernie Sanders, it would be much higher.
By the way, just if you're curious on the list in general, Minnesota, don't you know, came in at number one.
Oh, yeah? Almost.
Oh, you're going to the Mall of America. There, yeah.
So Minnesota is the friendliest?
Correct.
The very friendliest state. Mm-hmm. Oh, all right. Massachusetts, congratulations. You are one of the five unfriendliest peoples in the United States of America. Keep it up. Keep being mean and complaining about everything and being crabby to everybody. If you want to be on the show this morning, you got to call 617-779-7937, or you can text 37937. We are back in the studio this morning after 2 days at Fenway Park for the 18th annual WEEI Nesson Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon. I cannot thank those of you who gave enough today, and we're sitting right now at over $3.5 million that you gave over the last 2 days. It's an extraordinary number. It is. We'll be calculating, and money is still coming in over the next 24 hours, I think. So we'll have a total probably by the end of the show tomorrow. But so far, well over $3.5 million given by you. Thanks for your support once again here at WEEI.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.